This is Jack White with the Capital District Growth Team with another Monday morning message, this one for Monday, December the 15th, 2008. We have a special guest today. His name is Emil Nyberg. He's known as Sweet. Is it okay to call you that, Sweet?
You betcha. I prefer that.
Good. Sweet is a member of the Kiwanis Club of Astoria, Oregon. That's in the northwest corner of Oregon on the Pacific coast where the Columbia River comes in. Small city, about 10,000 people. He grew up there and then eventually moved to Texas to make his fortune and so on, and joined the Kiwanis Club down there. Worked and stayed a member of that club, retired, moved back to his hometown, and did a rebuilding job there. Sweet, tell us how you went about this and what rules you think there are to get a club ready to grow, because you found a couple of clubs that needed growing but were not ready. Is that correct?
That is very correct. And I've helped other divisions grow too, like Division 70 in the Pacific Northwest. I've spoken on my program at about 23 clubs, and out of the 23, 18 of them grew last year.
Wonderful. Go forward and tell us some of your thoughts on getting a club ready to grow.
You betcha. To reach our goal of 1 million members by the year 2015, to me the answer is not recruiting a new member, but to make them want to join us, and once they're stay. I get so tired of hearing, "Get me a new member," when our clubs are not ready to retain them. Most persons, especially the younger ones, do not want their time wasted. They want to know they are helping change the world, one child and one community at a time. The answer is making your club the club of choice. I will attempt to show how I have encouraged growth in two clubs. The first one in Mansfield, Texas, fluctuated between 8 and up to 16. We would get a new member and lose 2. Our back door was wide open, never being able to exceed 16.
And Sweet, you know, in our district at least, when you get to 15, you're on the watch list and subject to having your charter jerked. So you were right there on the border, weren't you?
We were below that at one time. They were threatening to pull our charter. And so we knew we had to do something.
Well, what'd you do?
Okay, we grew our membership to 84.
You mean from 16 to 84?
From 16 to 84.
Keep going.
And then the one in Astoria, Oregon, from 6 members to 48 so far, and we're just about to explode in new members. And in Mansfield, we met at a beautiful country club. I had a guest for lunch, and when he left, he did not say thanks for lunch, and it was a good meal. But as we walked out, he asked if I came and listened to crap like this every week. Boy, isn't that an invitation? Some members had no pride in the programs they presented to the clubs. The service budget was $4,000, and we were happy eating and burping, getting new members and losing them. The small changes we made were assigning one person to become program chair. All programs had to be cleared through him. Our programs improved. We started and ended our meetings on time, and we increased the service budget to $19,000 and had to raise it.
You set a budget and then said we're going to try to raise it. You didn't figure out what you had in, and that became your budget.
That is exactly right. And when I brought that idea up, they said, "You're nuts." And I said, "Hey, wait a minute now. You asked me to do something, and I'm going to do it, and I want your support to do it my way." You've got some older members that don't like change.
Oh, of course, always.
And no matter what you do, you're going to get resistance in it. So you have to be firm. If you know you got a good idea, you got to sell that idea. And I'm a pretty good salesman, I guess.
All right, well, what did you do to raise that money?
Okay, we started a holiday bazaar, where we'd have arts and crafts shows that would bring in money. We started a hot air balloon festival. And, let's see, what else?
But you had a number of projects, and what did you do for your service to spend that money?
We took on special needs kids. And special needs kids, We started a handicap baseball league, and oh, you talk about getting good press. We put on a demonstration game at a Chamber of Commerce function, and in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, they were writing about a chamber function, but 90% of that story was about the Kiwanis Club and how we're putting on a baseball, starting a baseball league for handicapped kids.
One probably that I've run into here in the Capital District, and I think most people do, when you got a club, you know, like the one you started with, and you talk about growth, some of the new members say, you know, we've got a club and we like it the way it is, and if new people want to join us, okay, but we're not going to change. And if we get new people in, they're going to sit in the corner and wait their turn. Is that something you've run into?
I have ran into that, Jack, and what you just got to do is get yourself elected to one of the leadership roles where you can say, okay, it's not that way, and move forward with it. Just keep driving and invite your new members, and then start putting them in, oh, would you help me on this project, and get them to help, and say, next year I'm going to have you chair this project and stuff. And they want leadership roles in our clubs. And
okay, so you've got the club ready now to grow by making the meeting something that people want to attend, have projects that people want to participate in, and you also then want to get the members, the older members, conditioned to the idea that things are going to be changing around and they're going to participate in it. Is that sort of a summary of what you said?
That is exactly what I said.
Good. Well, and it seems to have worked. Next time when we have part two, this will be a three-part series with you. Next time I want you to talk to us about how you actually go about the recruiting process. And you'll be around for that, won't you, sweet?
You betcha. And then let me to say a little bit about when I move back to Astoria.
Go ahead. We have very little time.
I was told by the Lieutenant Governor not to join the club in Astoria because they were fixing to close it. A club founded in 1919. I said, give me 1 year and I will change that. It took four and is almost where we want it. The changes we made were the way programs were assigned from your turn to your turn, etc. The person assigned the programs might or might not show up. We appointed a program chair and all programs would be cleared through him or her 2 weeks in advance. We started singing on opening and in general started having fun. We raised the service budget to $22,000 from $8,000, added scholarships, built a key club and two builders clubs.
And the idea was that you were building a club that people wanted to come into.
Right.
And once they got there, they wanted to stay.
Uh-huh. And the key here is to have fun. Good programs, good food at a reasonable price, start and stop on time, have an agenda, be friendly. Have worthwhile projects that you know you're helping change the world, one child and one community at a time. And again, have fun. That has to be the basic thing.
I've heard that from many people, and I think it couldn't be more true. Sweet, thanks. We'll look forward next time to talking to you about actually conducting a membership drive for the Capitalistic Growth Team. This is Jack White. Thank you for listening.
Are we off?